It's time for the Chatham County Roundup here on 97.9 The Hill. Every single week we enjoy hearing from our friends, our neighbors just across the Chatham County line to figure out what is happening in the region. And hey, I mentioned Chatham County line. That is who is our guest for this week, publisher and editor of the magazine and newspaper, Randy Voller, joining me here on 97.9 The Hill. Happy New Year, Randy. How are you?
It's great to be back. I haven't seen you since last year.
I know. When is it appropriate to still say, at what point does it stop becoming appropriate to say Happy New Year, do you think? Is it really just whenever you see somebody for the first time? Or we've been having this discussion around the office. When do you stop saying Happy New Year?
At some point here in January, you'll transition. I guess about the point that you stop mistakenly writing 2021.
Yeah. I think that's probably it. Well, I know that the Chatham County line already looking forward to the next edition coming out
yes.
in this month. And we ended 2021 with a flurry of stories. Of course, we're continuing to follow updates on the COVID-19 front, but lots of things happening around local government. And we know that in addition to the pandemic, one of the big stories of this last year has been the insane property market and the value of property in our region. No surprise, since there's a lot happening. But we saw last year for Orange County, as they were doing property revaluation, lots of changes for people. And it sounds like, I imagine, things along those lines are happening in Chatham County, too.
Well, yes. I just hot off the presses, I get my information from our Register of Deeds. So I don't know if a lot of people know, but when you record any property transaction, they charge you $2 a thousand as what's called excise stamps, or $1 per 500. And I've been tracking this data for well over 15 years. So I just got the data today. And last year, we almost finished at $1 billion in sales in Chatham County. We're at $995,651,505. So we almost cracked $1 billion. And guess what? That was a record.
Wow.
But I just got the data about 45 minutes ago before I came on the show, and we're up 46% in 2021 to $1,454,028,500. So we not only cracked $1 billion, but we flew by it.
Yeah, that is pretty remarkable numbers. And again, it doesn't feel that surprising. Like, the amount is a shocking number, but it doesn't feel that surprising that we would see change considering this last year, right? With the housing market being crazy and even more advances in development happening in Chatham County.
Well, I mean, if you just look at what went on when we published the census numbers from 2010 to 2020, right? So four counties in our area that you would consider, you know, part of the Triangle J Council of Government or working together, we're in the top 10. I mean, the number one county for growth in the state was Johnston County at 27.9. Wake County was number four at 25.4. Durham number five at 21.4. Chatham was number seven at 20.1. And I think Mecklenburg slipped in between Durham and Chatham. The only county that actually was not in the top 10 that you consider part of the core here would be Orange. But when you have those kind of growth pressures, you know, people coming here, And you have businesses either talking about locating here or committing to locating here, like Apple, for instance, and now this potential chip maker south of Pittsburgh toward Lee County in that business park in the US 1 corridor by Moncure. We're talking about some, you know, potential real job growth and actual, you know, more pressure on the housing market. And this is a real problem when there aren't any houses available to begin with.
Right. I was going to say, everything right now is high demand, but kind of low supply, several different areas of low supply, it seems. And I was going to say, it reflects that there's going to be interest in Chatham, as there has been growing and growing over these last few years. But what do you think it means for the potential makeup of what the Chatham community is going to look like when the dust kind of settles?
Well, I mean, the Chatham community is often had an influence coming straight down 15501 from, you know, Hillsborough, Carrboro, Chapel Hill to Chatham. I mean, going back decades and decades, right? And I mean, a lot of people don't know that the University of North Carolina in the 1790s was going to be built in Pittsburgh, except back then Pittsburgh had too many bars for a proper Christian gentleman education. So they went to the chapel on the hill, Of course, you know, we became a dry county, and they got plenty of bars. But there's always been that strong influence. But then as you move further west, you know, Siler City was formed in the late 19th century, and there had always been Quakers out west, and you have that influence coming from Moore and Randolph County and then Alamance to the north. And then, you know, Lee was a county, one of the last counties created in our state. It was carved, you know, out of Moore, part of Harnett and Chatham, actually because people had to ride on horseback between county seats. So Carthage was the other county seat and had to be, you know, what I understand, you know, a day's ride away. You know, we have a lot of affinity toward Lee, but one of the things that's off that kind of binds us to Orange and the influence has been the courts, the 15B court system. But then you just have to look across the lake, you know, heading east and in Jordan Lake, and you have Wake County, which is the one of the fastest growing. It's the fastest, you know, large county in our state. You know, Wake and Mecklenburg are kind of neck and neck. They're both over 1 million people. Mm-hmm. So when they're closing in on 1.1 million, and Johnston County is over 200,000 right to the east of Wake, and Chatham is under 80,000. Well, simple osmosis, people are going to be looking at land. I mean, Chatham County is a large county of over 700 square miles, right?
Yeah.
They're going to be looking to move out there. And, of course, you can also see there's been an awful lot of movement to Durham. So, I mean, your question ultimately is what will be the feel of Chatham County and Pittsburgh in the future? I think that the important thing affecting that is injecting our DNA of values into the growth that comes here. So as opposed to being overwhelmed by the growth and hand-wringing, we need to engage it. We need to kind of make it our own. We're already a county known for, you know, smart growth. And we need to say that, you know, we're growing on our terms, and this growth is going to be a combination of values coming from the counties around us. I mean, the joke, you remember when Carrboro used to be called the Paris and the Piedmont? I think when Mark was mayor there and I was mayor in Pittsburgh, they used to say that. And I used to say, well, then Pittsburgh will be the Amsterdam. So we've always been slightly different.
We're speaking with Randy Voller, the editor and publisher of the Chatham County Line. So I imagine with this coming hot off the presses, you'll be coming up with a plan for how to report on these property sales in the next edition of the paper. What are some of the other things that readers should be on the lookout for? What else are you hoping to cover?
Well, I think that they should be cognizant of the fact that Mosaic, which is growing on the north side of town, is one of the 15 developments Triangle Business Journal is claiming is reshaping the Triangle. So that's where Northwood is, right where the bypass. It's getting traction now. They have businesses open, and they have a long waiting list to get in there. You know, that's going to be quite significant for Chatham County and kind of the 15501 corridor. Certainly one of the stories that we'll be talking about, beside the fact that my birthday was on January 8th, me and Elvis, is that, you know, Jim Crawford, a longtime county commissioner, professor of history that got his degree from Carolina and I've known for 30 years, he resigned his spot. And that was effective December 31st, 2021. So there's a replacement process. And that's not only that, but there's also an election in 2022 for his seat. And right now, under the law, the county party, the Democratic Party, has 60 days from the 1st of January to essentially review candidates and make a selection and recommend it to the Board of Commissioners. But we're one of the few counties that's not obligated to, the Board of Commissioners is not obligated to take that recommendation. They could decide to appoint, you know, anyone that lived in the district, you know, that met the guidelines. So that replacement is going to be significant, and you know, Mr. Crawford had requested that that they consider Robert Logan. I don't know if you remember who Robert Logan was, but very involved with schools in our state. He was the first African American school superintendent in Chatham County. Lives in Jim's district. Very well regarded. Jim had suggested that since he wasn't going to seek re-election, just to appoint Mr. Logan right away, and get him in the seat, so that he could be working on the budget, so forth and so on. Well, I attended that meeting, and I watched parts of that meeting online, and it did not appear that the county BOC, which is now led by Karen Howard, was too excited about that, and I think that they're going their own direction. So even though Jim had offered that, Mr. Logan may be the recommendation from the county, but who knows where this is going to go. But that choice and this election are going to have an influence on where we go, right? Three candidates have already filed. And as you know, the Supreme Court, the court system weighed in, and filing was stopped. I don't know when filing is going to start again. We don't have an answer. I do know that May 17th is our primary date, so everything kind of backfills from there. But we have three candidates who have filed, but we could end up with more. We have Reverend Albert Riddick. We have Travis Patterson, both in Siler City, both African-American males. And we have Katie Kenlin, a white female, who've all filed. So it'll be very interesting to see how that race plays out.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And as you said, important for shaping Chatham County, but it's fascinating because it's not often that you see the appointment process go through. Town of Carrboro right now has a vacancy. They're deciding to hold a special election based on, or I should say, dependent on whether these elections are actually held in time, because they don't want that seat to be open quite as long. But we saw Orange County just do this with a vacancy when Mark Dorison ended up stepping down from his seat. They decided to appoint somebody off of a group of recommendations from the Democratic Party, and then Anna Richards filing to run in Dorison's seat again. I imagine there's a chance we could see whoever gets appointed will do the exact same thing, as you were just saying.
You don't really know. I mean, I think that they're hoping that who they appoint would just serve the term and let the election handle that between the candidates that file. The last time we faced this in Chatham, Sally Coast moved to Colorado, and she was a well-regarded commissioner, and Jim Elza was appointed to fill out the term, and Karen Howard actually ran in the primary, and of course, you know, she's one of your guests, and she's our chair of the county commissioners now in District 1. So, no, this is a big deal for this to happen, and it has all kinds of implications. That's why understanding the values of who's running, what their vision is. I think not a lot of attention is paid to vision. When you're elected to these positions in local government, you're so close to the people, and what your vision for the community is really matters. A lot of people run on single issues. Maybe they didn't like that their taxes were hiked, or maybe they hate, you know, fracking, or they don't like parking issues. But local government deals with everything. And the vision for the community is really important. And this is a vision process. Also, because Diana Hales, who ran with Jim Crawford in 2014 and again in 2018, she has made it clear that she's not running for a re-election. She's a very strong environmental commissioner, very strong on environmental issues, and there's a fellow Hendrickson who lives, who has a business here in Chapel Hill, and he lives in Briar Chapel. He's filed for her seat. So changes are afoot in Chatham County.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And you'll be able to read some of the Chatham County Lines coverage in their latest edition about that upcoming appointment and then those elections. But in the meantime, chathamcountyline.org, the website to go to if you want to check out some of their past stories. As always, Randy Voller, thanks so much for the time, and we'll be talking with you again soon.
It's always great to be here.